मैंने समंदर से सीखा है जीने का सलीका, चुपचाप से बहना और अपनी मौज में रहना। ऐसा नहीं है कि मुझ में कोई ऐब नहीं है, पर सच कहता हूँ मुझ में कोई फरेब नहीं है।
सो ख्याली कराची इज अ प्रोजेक्ट दैट मी एंड अनीता स्टार्टेड अराउंड 2 इयर्स अगो।
इन दिस रेजिडेंसी व्हाट वी डिड वाज वी कोलैबोरेटेड विद द नॉन ह्यूमन बीइंग्स बाय आवर इमेजिनेशन एंड वंडर इटसेल्फ इज सच एन इनटैंजिबल सब्जेक्ट।
What we tried to do is create this toolkit, if you can see that little box. And the idea behind it is very simple. It's trying to capture that feeling of wonder, using wonder as a framework to see things around us.
When there was no footfall on the beach, Section 144 was imposed and you couldn't go there. And it was full of millions and millions of these tiny bubbler crabs.
We want like a very intimate concept of imagining.
Your kid can play with the soil and it is just fine. Just go home and wash your hand, they'll be fine.
We can bring back all these non-humans if we just create welcoming spaces in our city for them.
Shahzad, whether you might see an opportunity to install some wonder toolkits
Absolutely.
I think that's what the city needs, and that's what all our guest speakers have been talking about, how to reimagine, revisit new ways to look at the city.
With adults, we tend to lose the power to wonder. You know, we barely have time to live our everyday life. And what you guys are trying to do is to bring it back, you know, to our everyday consciousness.
Hello and welcome to the Artistic Research Residency Podcast. In this series, we explore innovative projects developed during the residency, replay, reveries of an urban dreamland. The resident researchers designed novel interfaces for human and non-human interactions in the urban environment of Karachi. This artistic research residency is a collaboration between the Institute of Business Management and Umbrellium, supported by the British Council.
They believe that Karachi can be reimagined, and they call the project Khayali Karachi. So what has been inspiration behind their works? Let's have a look and we'll talk to them. Please give a big round of applause to Anita and Shabir to join us and share their thoughts about their future visions for Karachi.
So I'm going to try my best, but this project is never meant to be displayed or explained or shown on like tables and stuff. It's in our, we have a nice little corner, so after we're done talking, maybe you guys, if you feel like it, you can come and sit with us and just sit in our corner for a bit. But I'm gonna try my best. So Khayali Karachi is a project that me and Anita started around 2 years ago, and the idea behind it is very simple. It's trying to capture that feeling of wonder, that magical the feeling nahi hoti when you see something and your brain kind of goes in all these different directions and you see it differently, and something like a leaf can be rainfall that's green for some reason because you're on an alien planet or something. And it was this kind of playful idea that we carried forward, and we worked on it for a while. And then when finally we got this opportunity through this residency, what we tried to do is create this toolkit, if you can see that little box in front of us. And the process of this toolkit, the aims of this toolkit was to create something that can help people or guide people towards this idea of wonder, and using wonder as a framework to see things around us, to see realities, to see environments, to see humans and non-humans. And the basic structure of the toolkit is that we have these three cards. This one is sensitization, imagination, and then expression. So the toolkit was centered around Sea View in Karachi. And if you've been to Sea View, it's this really interesting space where jahan pe bahut sare log alag alag milte hain, and there's always activity happening, and there's always people, and there's always something happening. So the idea was, first you sensitize yourself to that space. So when you're sensitive, when your senses are open to things, when you're taking in more input, then you can suddenly start to see all these things that you never bothered to see. then once you're sensitized, then you can move on to imagination. And once you're imagining, now everything that you saw is also other things that you wanted to see, or maybe you didn't want to see, but you see them anyways. And finally, you have expression. So all of this process that you went through, all of this imagination you went through, and then you express yourself, whether you write it out, you draw it out, and something happens, and something magical happens, and something beautiful forms out of that. And we did a multiple tests out of these, and we got like some really beautiful work that our participants, by the way, thank you to the participants who showed up, because without them, though, we couldn't have done anything. We got these little cute little ajeeb-ajeeb meaty-meaty stories about these little crabs jo bhagte rehte the, these little bubbles that Anita was blowing turned into crystal spheres, and we had so much like wonder happen. It was just so delightful to see. And out of all of that, then all of the work that our participants did, we created some digital artwork out of them, and now we have all of that. So thank you. Anita, do you want to add something?
Hi. Just like, so khayal in Khayali Karachi is an Urdu word which is used for, you know, khayal karo, khayal se raho, things which mean to care for, be cautious, imagine, right, daydreaming. And all of these combined together are what's inside Khayali Karachi. We want like a very intimate concept of imagining. And so in this residency, what we did was we collaborated with the non-human beings by our imagination. And wonder itself is such an intangible subject, right? All of us are imagining something in our heads. And if given the permission, which we ourselves are supposed to give, to be silly, to wonder, we can... we always, in fact, Shabir and I, we noticed that in our iterations of workshops, the participants were automatically engaging with non-human beings. And yeah, I wanted to read like a small sheer, which I don't know, but it says, "Baith jata hoon mitti pe aksar, kyunki mujhe apni aukaat achhi lagti hai. मैंने समंदर से सीखा है जीने का सलीका, चुपचाप से बहना और अपनी मौज में रहना. ऐसा नहीं है कि मुझ में कोई ऐब नहीं है, पर सच कहता हूँ मुझ में कोई फरेब नहीं है." जस्ट वन मोर थिंग, वन ऑफ द पार्टिसिपेंट्स आल्सो मेंशनड, इन फैक्ट मेनी ऑफ देम, दैट द सी कनेक्ट्स अस टू द एंटायर वर्ल्ड, राइट? एंड विद ऑल थिंग्स हैपनिंग, द सी, when we are at the sea view, we're at the beach, we get aligned, our energies get aligned with the sea, we walk in the same pace, we are doing things very in sync. And that is something we took advantage of in our toolkit as well, the prompts as well. So if whenever you have time, we're in that right corner, you should come by and see us and the works that we
wow produce. Thank you, Anita, thank you. With this note, main janta hu mujh mein koi fareb nahi hai. That's a beautiful way of putting it. So to address this, there have been people who have been reimagining Karachi for a while, and they've been doing their own efforts and beautiful initiatives. So I would like you to give a big round of applause to those beautiful souls. Please welcome Myra Uma for joining us on this platform, talking about reimagining Karachi, Khayali Karachi. A very dear person who has been struggling to get an urban forest in Karachi. Please welcome Shehzad Qureshi. So these people have been trying to reimagine Karachi in their own ways, and how they would respond to Khayali Karachi, because they have their own khayal of Karachi. So let's hear from Myra. Thank you for joining us.
Shukriya Taki. Khayali Karachi se mujhe ye baat yaad aati hai ki hum log aksar khayali pulao bana rahe hote hain ghar baithe, ki kaash Karachi mein aisa hota ya aisa ho sakta. We've been talking about, well, I just want to mention, jis tarah hum nature ko bas ek jagah pe dekhna chahte hain, whereas hamare har taraf kudrati mahol hai agar hum usko ijazat dein flourish karne ka. Misal ke taur pe कराची जू में एक हिमालयन ब्राउन बेयर बंद है जिसको तखी ने भी देखा हुआ है, और मैं आप सबको भी दावत देती हूँ कि प्लीज़ जाके उस भालू से मिले, उसका नाम रानो है। वो शी डज़ नॉट बिलोंग इन कराची, शी शुड बी सेंट टू अ बेयर सेंचुरी। खैर वो तो लंबी कहानी है, बट द फैक्ट कि कुछ लोग इस शहर में हैं हु आर एडमेंट ऑन होल्डिंग हर हॉस्टेज इन दिस सिटी, बट वाई आरंट दे जस्ट एज एडमेंट एज in holding on to like a marine snail at Sea View Beach or like a tree on a roundabout. Log shor nahi machate. Hamare ek padosi hain, to yahan koi baat kar raha tha ki kulhari ki awaaz jo hoti hai jab wo darakht pe lagti hai to kitni takleef hoti hai, aur wo band kamre mein band khidki ke through bhi sadak ke paar nazar aa rahi hoti hai. To khair hum log darakht bahut bedardi se kaatte hain, तो मैंने जाके पूछा कि क्यों काट रहे हैं, वो कोई 30-40 साल पुराना दरख्त होगा। तो मुझे उन साहब के मुलाजिम ने कहा कि जी आपको मालूम है कि साहब की कितनी महंगी महंगी गाड़ियां खड़ी हैं अगर ये गिर, तो फिर मैंने कहा ठीक है, फिर तो सही है, आप काट दें। आई मीन आई एम हेल्पलेस इन यू नो स्टॉपिंग ट्रीज बीइंग कट, बट खैर तो हम ख्याली पुलाव बनाते रहते हैं। We all would like to see a wilder Karachi, and I think Karachi mein jitne bhi existing parks hain could definitely be made a little bit wilder. We have this thing which is called an ecological tidiness disorder, ke koi patte girte hain, sirf Shehzad ka park hai jahan pe kuch bahut sare aapko patte gire hue nazar aayenge. बाहर मुल्कों में तो देयर इज़ अ मूवमेंट कॉल्ड लाइक लीव द लीव्स। आज भी मैंने किसी को देखा, मैं एक किसी के जनाजे पे गई भी थी, तो आई वाज अराउंड द कॉर्नर फ्रॉम देयर हाउस, और मैंने देखा एक साहब झाड़ू लगा रहे थे क्यारी में, प्रॉब्ली रेकिंग हिज बैक बेंडिंग ओवर। तो मैंने उनसे कोई चार दफ़ा पूछा कि ये जो आप पत्ते जमा कर रहे हैं इसकी क्या आप खाद बनाएंगे, तो वो कोई रिस्पॉन्स ही नहीं दे रहे थे। आई वॉज जस्ट ट्राइंग टू हैव अ कॉन्वर्सेशन, यू नो, पासिंग टाइम। फिर उन्होंने कहा मैं उस घर में काम करता हूँ, तो मैंने कहा कि अच्छा आपको क्या आवाज़ आ रही है मेरी। ही क्लियरली डिडंट वॉन्ट टू एंगेज विद मी बिकॉज हियर इज दिस पर्सन सेइंग वेल यू नो मे बी इफ यू लेफ्ट द लीव्स वी वुड हैव अ हेल्दियर सॉयल एंड इट्स अ विन विन सिचुएशन फॉर द नॉन ह्यूमंस एंड फॉर द ह्यूमंस एज वेल। एनी वेज काफ़ी बुनियादी चीज़ें जो हमें समझ में नहीं आती हैं, बट आपने कोई सवाल पूछा था?
सवाल मेरा यही था नहीं यही था बिल्कुल, ख्याली पुलाव एक अच्छा आइडिया, एंड देन ख्याली पुलाव हैज बीन शहजाद हैज बीन मेकिंग ख्याली पुलाव्स एज वेल, बट हैव दे गॉन बियॉन्ड ख्याली पुलाव और देयर देयर
आई डोंट नो व्हाई आई एम हियर, बट अमंग दीस पीपल एंड ल्यूमिनरीज हु कैन थिंक एंड आर सो क्रिएटिव। बट फर्स्ट थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर गिविंग मी द नेम ऑफ दैट डिसऑर्डर, आई हैव बीन हंटिंग फॉर दैट नेम, इकोलॉजिकल
tidiness disorder.
This is definitely something. So we had this lady in the park yesterday actually with the kid, and she brings me the vegetable greens for compost area, but she could not figure out how to tell me that this park is not clean enough. It is just too much soil around, too much dirt around, too many leaves around loitering, and I had to give her a big lecture that, you know, your kid can play with the soil and it is just fine. Just go home and wash your hand and they'll be fine. So this disorder is rampant. And Khayali Pulao, what a lovely name to it. Khayali Pulao to Khayali Karachi. And, you know, I instantly recollected this, you know, we create spaces, spaces for public spaces. And generally on that public space, you will see signs, no loitering. But how ironic. I mean, this is a space for public to come and actually do hopefully nothing or become silly and do things that they really enjoy. Take that time out and actually loiter. So I want to put that big sign up now in the park that come loiter here, because you need to come and really spend time in that area. And I have been thinking that, you know, where the city should be filled with these spaces all around. Let's see if we can get to that by rewilding it, as you said. Rewilding is something that we need to come back to.
But Shehzad, jahan aapka park hai, itna umda hai, ek hi park hai jahan hum jaate hain. Baaki parkon mein to jaake hum kofti karte hain. To aapne kabhi dekha hai ki aapke park ke samne sadak ke paar bhi ek aur park hai, wo kaisa park hai? Uska naam humne rakha hua hai Banjar Park.
That's just for the contrast, so that when you come to the park, you see on the right, you see on the left, and you see what it should be and what it should not be.
So you mentioned, thank you for this Khayali Palau to Khayali Karachi aspect. Usman and Ling have been working extensively on rewilding in London, and they have had their own share of experiences, its own complexities. But in relation to Khayali Karachi, Usman, what are your thoughts?
I'm actually wondering, Shehzad, whether you might see an opportunity to install some wonder toolkits around your forest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That has to be part of it now. That has to be.
So, yeah.
Now, I'm really curious about, I think what I found really interesting about your work is bring this act of wonder back, which, you know, we have been talking a lot about serious conversation about how to tackle the climate crisis. And, you know, with adults, we tend to lose the power to wonder. You know, we barely have time to live our everyday life. And what you guys will try and do is to bring it back, you know, to our everyday consciousness. So I think it would be great to learn more about your experience working with people. You know, how do they interact with the Wonder Toolkit, and what are the interesting experiences you got from them?
Hi. Yeah. So actually, the response we got in the very beginning was so much more than we hoped for, because the first time we put out an open call for that, hey, we're trying to develop this Wonder Toolkit, and if anybody would like to show up, we got over 20 people to sign up within 3 days, 4 days, which was way more than we expected. We expected 5, 6. We thought we had struggled, because it's a random thing, we've designed a whole project around it, and nobody shows up, but 20 signups was a lot. And of course, not all 20 people showed up, but it's still exciting for us that so many people, just by the name and just by the very few things we told them about it, were interested enough to take time out of their day to come with us to try and explore something new. And we got a very interesting bunch of people. Some of them were healthcare professionals, some were artists, some were business people, some were like different kinds of people. And everybody knows how to wonder. There wasn't a single person who couldn't do it. Some people need more time to give themselves permission, and some people are more naturally able to do it very quickly. But everyone can do it. There's not a single person who can't. And we asked people. Some people faced language barriers, some people faced different types of mobility barriers, different things, but ultimately everybody got there, everybody wondered, and everybody felt that gratifying connection with their environment, with the beach, with the sea, with the animals that lived around us, with even people who sold them things, people who, the horses dressed up, the way they were dressed up, everybody felt something, and it was really fun and really good for us to see. It's not difficult. It's very possible. You just need that little bit of push.
So thank you. Thank you, Shibbi. That was a great note to capture your project. The need to wonder. I think that's what the city needs, and that's what all our guest speakers have been talking about, how to reimagine, revisit new ways to look at the city and how we can connect relationships between human and non-human species. So Myra, just to wrap it up, you have another wonder lying in your head with your friend Munira, how these parks could be connected. Could you please share with the audience and if they would be interested in that idea?
Yes, Taki, you just said the need to wonder, but there's also the need to wander. So I've been having these discussions with my friend Munira, who's sitting right here. कि अगर हम शहरों में ट्रेल्स की बात करें तो इस्लामाबाद में कुछ उम्दा सी ट्रेल्स हैं जहाँ रोज़ जाके टहल सकते हैं या अच्छी सी हाइकिंग कर लें जाके. हाउ कम कराची डजंट हैव एनी ट्रेल्स? हाउ कम वी डोंट हैव अ मली रिवर ट्रेल? like kilometers long stretch, and then people living along the river can go and, you know, spend time in nature nearby? Or how come we don't have a Layari River Trail or like a coastal trail? How come we don't preserve or restore those kuch sand dunes bachi hui hain sea view ke sahil ke kareeb? And you might have seen during COVID, when there was no footfall on the beach, Section 144 was imposed and you couldn't go there. Well, I did go, and it was full of millions and millions of these tiny bubbler crabs, jo itne cute se hote hain. But because hum log humans wahan pe nahi unko trample kar rahe the, so they were flourishing. Mere khayal se sea view pe wo jo dune buggies hain, unko ban hona chahiye, wo sadak ke dusre paar chala le, aur sahil ko ek pursukoon mahol mein chhod de. Dusra shehar mein jitne bhi roundabouts hain, unme se concrete ko tod ke hata dena chahiye, aur koi concrete ki decoration hai uske jagah is kisam ka darakht lagana chahiye, local native. And the parks in our cities, well, see, we already have some parks. Agar aap jahaz se Karachi shehar ko dekhein, to kuch bhi green nazar nahi aata hai. Bilkul ek concrete jungle hai. To kuch parks kareeb kareeb bhi hain. To maybe we could make, like my friend Munira had mentioned, we could connect some of the parks and make like this long meandering trail. So if one day you feel like hiking, like 10 kilometers or, you know, 8-10 kilometer, aapko bas ja ke chalna hai. Aakhir margala pe bhi to ye karte hain. We should be able to do that. And especially in some parts of the city, Old Clifton, Gutter Bagicha mein bana sakte hain. Baagh-e Ibn Qasim. To thoda sa hume training leni hogi ke ye apne disorder ko kya kehte hain. Let trees grow by themselves. You know, all the good green practices. And yeah, you can within a park make this lovely meandering trail surrounded by grasses. Agar aap hum har itwar ko jaate hain phase 8 defense mein sahil ke paas, basically ek us din kisi ne alfaz istemal kiya, kaun tha mujhe yaad nahi aa raha, of benign neglect. Ji Lahore mein ek sahab ne mujhe mention kiya tha कि किसी पार्क का वो कोना जहां पे वो सांप की नजर ना गई भी हो, तो इट्स वाइल्ड एंड यू नो यू वांट टू गो एंड स्पेंड सम टाइम देयर. और उधर ही हनी बीज और मुख्तलिफ मखलूक, जो आरिफ साहब कह रहे थे, अब तितलियां नहीं नजर आती और स्क्विरल्स नहीं नजर आती, मेंढक नहीं नजर आते हमारे घरों में, या वो लीचेस. सो वी कैन ब्रिंग बैक ऑल दीज नॉन ह्यूमंस if we just create welcoming spaces in our city for them.
Wow, thank you very much, Myra. What a wonderful note to wrap things up. Before we wrap things up, I'm sorry we could not take questions because of the time duration, but we'll take one last comment by a very dear friend who is from Sawat and who has been a gardener. He teaches, he's now in Karachi, but he has some beautiful memories of some messages shared by his grandfather, how things have been in Sawat. So can we please give mic to Dr. Fayaz to have his final thoughts on how things have been, because Sawat has seen a really bad situation in the last few years because of the flooding. So let's hear from him and we'll wrap it up.
We belong to a Girjal family aur zimmedari karte hain hum log. तो यही उसके साथ मैंने अपने दादा की चंद बातें शेयर की, जब वो मतलब वो के व्हेन ही यूज्ड टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट जो तोहम में बीज डालते थे ज़मीन में, तो वो करता था, कहता था कि ये बिस्मिल्लाह के बाद ही की जो पहला जो है ये उस इंसेक्ट के लिए डाल रहा हूँ जो ज़मीन के अंदर है. दूसरा जब वो डालता तो वो कहता था कि ये उन परिंदों के लिए जो ऊपर से आएंगे. तीसरा जब वो डालता तो कहता था कि ये रास्ते से जो जानवर या इंसान गुजरेगा तो उसका है. चौथा जब वो डालता है तो कह कि ये हमारा है. तो ये उन लोगों का एग्रीकल्चर का होता पुराने जमाने में जो लोग थे वो जिधर भी थे मतलब तो उन लोगों का ये ख्याल था.
We are really grateful to all of you for being here and joining us. And apologies again for this delay. Dinner awaits you. I would like to thank Egalitarian Society for helping us out and putting it together, and also Iman and Mr. Zubair for taking care of things, and our wonderful resident artists and at the same time guest speakers, and last but not the least, Usman and Link for joining us all the way from London. Thank you very much, and please have a nice dinner and a nice night. Thank you very much.
And thank you to Taki for stewarding the residency program and putting together this event.